To introduce our next guest, we're going to play a couple of songs, compare and contrast. She does. First, Devil's Got Your Boyfriend, from Tracy Bonham's new album.
Unless it's something goofy, like in the movies, like perhaps a body double, a doppelganger, he called you from his car while his hands were on her. Oh, what an animal.
There's an urban beat, but now try this. This song is called We Moved Our City to the Country. It practically screams green mist, hollers gentle rolling hills. The contrast is the art, and it reflects the art and life of Tracy Bonham. Her CD is called The Mast of Manhattan. Tracy Bonham joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And so what set this into motion for you?
It was during a time in my life where I was writing a lot about the duality of living in the city and in the country. I had just married my husband. We were exploring upstate New York in the Catskills, mainly because we knew if we were going to stay sane while living in New York City, we're going to have to find a little getaway place. And coming back and forth from the city, songs were emerging just about, you know, what it's like to be transplanted up into the country. We're city folk. And I realized at one point, wow, I actually have a record and I'd like to release it.
So give us some idea about the rhythm of your life between the city and the country.
Well, you know, at first it was one of those things that you felt like you were being pulled one way and the other and one way the other. But now it's just become this flowing thing. It's just a part of our lives. It's not a question.
Let's get to this new CD. I want to play my favorite song.
Okay.
On the CD, if we could.
Sure.
And you refer to this as the song that changed your life.
Interesting. What could it be?
Chinese lanterns strung above downtown Los Angeles glow softly, makes the bum seem at the party. Sooner or later, sooner or later, it all belongs to them. But for this moment, for this moment, it belongs to us. Wake up, baby. Open your eyes. Look where we are today.
You know, I took a kind of a classical approach to writing the music for this. However, the lyrics are about a text message that I received that did change my life. Jason and I were friends at the time, and I was on the road, and I was being a little grumpy, as one can be, you know, when you've got a 20-hour ride ahead of you. And he and I were having a little conversation via text, and I had complained. I'd said, oh gosh, I'm not ready for this ride. It's really tough, and my guitar player's got a buzz on in the back seat, and this is going to just all go wrong. And he responded to me, your night is wide open. Mm-hmm. That stopped me, you know, in my tracks, and I went, whoa. I think the love affair began right then.
Your night is wide.
Explain. You're married to Jason Fine, who's the executive editor of Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a tough audience to have at home.
Yeah, but when he likes something, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
And the name Mass of Manhattan, borrowed from, borrowed from a Whitman poem?
Yes, and actually I think the original text he leaves off the N. The island was actually called Manahatta, mm-hmm. spelled M-A-N-N-A-H-A-T-T-A, by the Lenape people. That's what they were called. Whitman was referring to the buildings of Lower Manhattan as masts of a ship.
Yeah.
And the poem struck me as a celebration of the city, but also finding the balance. I think I really connected with this poem because he was finding a balance. He was finding stillness in the moment. And it's a daily, you know, it's a daily thing. You've got, especially living in the city, you've got to remind yourself to not let it get to you.
I'd like to be my own best friend. Turns out there's no reciprocal feelings. What a total snob. Ooh. Sometimes I write her letters, and I've seen her hands, and I know they're not broken. So
little kind of pep talk you give yourself.
Yeah, it's the ego talking about the higher self, as if the scene was some playground recess or something.
So I let it slide, let it slide, let it slide. Day to day rejection. Still I can't erase, feelings that we're close.
I love that. Like some playground recess.
Well, you know how catty it can get.
Yes, absolutely.
You remember, yeah.
Tracy Bonham's Reciprocal Feelings from her new CD, Masts of Manhattan. A song I have to ask you about. It's called Angel, Won't You Come Down? Who's the angel, Tracy?
Well, this song was written probably around the 9-month, 10-month mark of our adoption. My husband and I are in the process of adopting a child. And, you know, with the start of a family and the idea of starting a family, there's a lot of questions and a lot of hope and then a lot of frustration. So I decided to sit down and write to our mysterious prospective child.
You add up the hours, days, and the minutes. There's any sense to this, it'll all come to total your greatness, make up for what we missed. It's not like we got high standards, it's not like we got big demands, it's not like we are looking for perfection, a godlier connection, or something to make us.
Very nice that you write a song to the child you're going to. The
I
child
like
is in your
that
life
idea.
Already.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the child is definitely in our lives, and also could be in the world at this point. And that to us is exciting. And I love the idea of, you know, when the child's old enough, when that child actually realizes that, you know, that this process, you know, it was a seed, and we were all excited. And you know, in that, it's weird that I just thought of this. The Whitman poem. He actually speaks to the future reader.
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel like it's a similar thing where I'm speaking now, but it's in a future time, and then those times will kind of mold together.
Well, Tracy, been delightful to talk to you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And good luck in everything, okay?
Thank you.
Tracy Bonham, her new CD is called The Masts of Manhattan. Speaking with us, of course, from New York. And you can hear a couple of songs from Tracy Bonham's new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.